Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
We have got a cast of thousands, Ezzy, in the studio.
I love a full studio. Everyone just say hello at once. Hello. We are welcoming Richard from Grilled, Amanda from the Bendigo Health Foundation, Kath, who's representing Country Women in Sport, and the beautiful Mandy from the Otis Foundation for a very good reason.
Well, it is a good reason, and you moved as quick as anyone, as soon as you heard they were coming up, because we leave a little bit of a mess here, but it's like you do at home when someone's coming around. Like,
quick,
and we've tidied
vacuum,
it up.
Yep. Clean it up.
Get the flowers from next door, put them in, all that. No, it is a good cause, Ezzy. You can tell us more.
Richard, this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, it's a pretty good reason to eat a burger, because all the burgers from Grilled this weekend help support these amazing causes.
Yeah, so this weekend we're running our Community Matters fundraiser again. So literally every cent that is raised through the restaurant for every burger, salad, chip dip drink, everything is going to be donated back to the community, and in particular the Otis Foundation, Women in Sport, and the construction of change rooms up at the QEO, and of course Bendigo Health.
Amazing causes. It's not the first year you've done it. What was raised last year? Because we need to beat it. Do you remember?
Last year we had the founder of Grilled's been a great supporter of these fundraisers. And last year, I think it might have been the year before actually, if we hit a target of 15 grand, he would match it. And we hit 19, so we raised 38. Oh, wow. I think all up for the fundraisers that we've done, we're well over 100,000. And when you throw in local matters that we do each and every month, I think it's closer to 150,000.
It is amazing. And I know Richard's very good when it comes to sponsorship as well. We won't get started, Richard, because then we've got long enough to say the list that you sponsor. Amanda, with the hospital, we all often look at it and we go, and this is the old chestnut, isn't it? Oh, but they got 650 mil to do this and do that. You still need money for things that you can't afford that can still stop people going to Melbourne. That's kind of it, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this year with the Grilled focus on women and families, we're actually, all the money that we receive as part of our very generous share is going to our women's ward and our special care nursery. Wow. We have about 1,500 babes born at Bendigo Health each year, which is amazing. So it'll support all of those areas.
Do they need a professional cuddle? Because I'm available.
This is where I knew you'd go.
I love babies.
You know, there is a cuddle program.
Now, that's just one of this fundraiser. Kath is here representing Country Women in Sport.
Kath Robinson, of course.
Kath, the money that you get this weekend after Community Matters, when we all go and eat burgers, will go towards what?
Well, thank you to Rich and Grilled. We're going to be able to contribute to our change rooms up at the QEO for all of the community. Everyone in the league gets to use those change rooms, and it's well overdue. So we're really excited that they're starting this year. And as user groups, the Sandhurst Football Netball Club, but we have to raise a considerable amount, and this will go towards filling that gap that we've worked so hard towards this year.
Kath and I only go back about 35 years. Used to race motorbikes against each other. I used to beat Kath. That was all right.
No, but you didn't.
She was a very good motorcycle racer too. Kath, you were one of the main instigators behind it, and do not get me started about women's facilities when it comes to sport, but this was crucial at the QEO, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe. I mean, it's the crown in the jewel without any jewels we spoke about before. It's a must-have. We should have running water. We should have safe environments.
It's just crazy we're talking about.
Ridiculous that is crazy. Not a thing. And at the QEO, which is our main sports ground here in Bendigo, not just for Sandhurst, but for every club that plays there.
That's right. And for all country women in the Bendigo area, we need to keep raising funds and pushing for better facilities all around.
Great cause. And last but not least, I feel really sorry for Mandy from Otis this morning, because a whole group of women from the Otis Foundation are trekking in Tuscany at the moment, and Mandy's here in our studio.
Oh, that's lovely, Ez.
Not fair,
poor
is
Mandy.
It? It's not fair at all, but you're flying the flag, and it's for good reason.
That's it. Yep.
Any money that comes from Community Matters for Otis this weekend, where will it go?
Yeah, so of course, most people in Bendigo know Otis as providing retreat accommodation at no cost for women and their families dealing with breast cancer. So we operate nationally now. We provide nearly 4,000 nights. And
it's amazing, isn't it? It
is. As a small team, there's only 5.2, they say, equivalent to full-time. We operate this from a very small office, and that's where the money will be going to providing these
nights. Amazing,
notes.
Yeah, and just the work that's been done over the years, the breast cancer retreats, Dr. Andrew was the man, Andrew Barling was the man years ago that helped get things started, because his wife passed away, and Gee, I'm feeling old here, Kath, but that was, I think it was about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a golf day. I remember at Bendigo where it got started. Now look where it's going.
It's a huge foundation. Yeah. All really good causes, a really good reason to eat a burger every day this weekend. Richard, what is the target?
Come on, Richard.
How many people need to eat burgers this weekend?
Well, this year we're pretty ambitious this year. We want to go hard. We listened to the stories at the Oda Gala Ball last year. We just felt so inspired. We wanted to contribute. That's why literally every dollar's going in. So we're aiming to raise 50 grand in total.
Wow.
Which will be a lot of hard work, but I think for Otis, we worked out before that if we hit that target, that's over 330 nights of accommodation at their retreats, which is amazing. Nice. So
yeah, it is.
So for community groups, sporting clubs, workplaces, families who want to order grilled this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm guessing you want them to pre-order.
Yeah, look, I mean, as much assistance as we can get as possible. I mean, if we can order, if people are looking to support, we'll be very grateful for that. So we would like them to try and, you know, maybe ring ahead 1 or 2 days before would be great. We're pretty well organised at coordinating everything in the restaurant. But I suppose from now, the other thing we need is to help spread the word. So, you know, if people can jump on the Grilled Facebook page, share the event, you know, send it around your workplace, amongst any sporting groups you're associated with. It's just about getting the awareness out there, because every dollar that comes through the restaurant is going to this fundraiser.
Share.
Absolutely. Community Matters Grilled this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, supporting three amazing causes. Can't wait to find out how we go. But
thanks, Richard.
Let's all get
Thanks,
grilled.
Kath. Thanks, Amanda. And thanks,
Mandy.
I knew that. I was just saying whether you did. Thanks, guys. Community Matters, and you'll hear about it right here at Triple M. Grilled doing a wonderful job for all these fantastic campaigns that are going on.